former Northwestern student. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is this mic working?
Yeah, you can hear it.
Live in Bahrain currently. My husband is Bahraini, but Indian, Bahraini nationality. I'm a convert to Islam. I am finishing my master's in Islamic studies and Christian-Muslim relations from Hartford Seminary. And it's time to pray. It's the first prayer here. So if you'll excuse me.
Yeah. Thank you, Jasmine.
Through a video call, Jasmine Smith is joined by another Northwestern College graduate, Marley Melsh, who also converted to Islam. The women appear in hijabs on the projection screen, while two current college students from Middle Eastern countries sit in rickety chairs in the loft above the Old Factory coffee shop in Orange City for community conversations, which the owner, Steve Marr, started to create a safe space for civil dialogue about contentious topics.
Tonight we specifically wanted to hear personal stories from some of our Muslim friends and neighbors. I believe very strongly that when we are afraid or we don't understand, our fear is rooted in misunderstanding. So if we want to eradicate fear, we have to begin to understand. And the only way to begin to understand is to start to get to know the people that we're afraid of.
In the most Republican county in Iowa, Islam is not a popular conversation unless it's taken to the extreme.
Please don't ask if we support ISIS, okay? Because I was asked already if I support them.
That's Numan Ghafurov, a freshman at Northwestern from Tajikistan. Numan and Banin Rezahi, a sophomore from Afghanistan, are Muslim, which makes them part of a very small minority of students at Northwestern, a Christian liberal arts college strongly connected to the Reformed Church in America. Banin came to the United States in 2013. She was the first Muslim student to attend Pella Christian High School in central Iowa. What she misses most about her home country is waking up at 5:30 or 6 in the morning to the sound of the first call to prayer that breaks the silence with the rising sun.
I am from a very, very strong Muslim family. I'm a Shia. We pray 3 times a day. And then we do prayer together because my mom believes if we pray together, we stay together.
Just like there are different ways to be a Christian or a Hindu or a Jew, not all Muslims are the same either.
I grew up not in the strong Islamic Muslim family. No one in my family prays 5 times a day. They don't pray at all. I started pray when I was 18. I just started praying and I stopped after 7 months. I don't know why I stopped. I guess I'm an idiot. Yeah.
Benin leans over. In a hushed tone, she says, "You can start again, Numan."
Yeah, I can start, but, you know, I'm afraid that I will just stop again, so I just need to come to this myself.
Jasmine and Marley, the two Northwestern graduates, had vastly different experiences with Islam since they were new followers. Marley, who now lives in Minneapolis, became a Muslim during Ramadan over 7 years ago. Like Jasmine, her conversion was partly informed by academic study. The more she read, the more she experienced inner peace through Islam that she couldn't find in Christianity.
Luckily, I have a really supportive family. Let's just, like, do what you want. I know not everyone has that, but I come from an agnostic family, so they believe in a higher power, but they don't believe in organized religion. So my mom was like, whatever avenue connects you spiritually and makes you a good person, I'm all for it.
But for Jasmine, there was a certain amount of fear tied to identifying herself as a Muslim around the people she knew. After she converted to Islam, she studied abroad in Oman, an Arab country where Christians are a small minority. While there, she began wearing a hijab as a sign of modesty and servitude.
When I came back to Northwestern for my graduation, I did not wear it. I was advised by numerous people not to share that I converted because of fear of how people would react and treat me. And so with that, even while I was doing my master's in Connecticut, I would wear my scarf on campus and then take it off when I went back home to meet my family. They had difficulties adjusting to my conversion.
Now that she lives in Bahrain, she wears a hijab all the time because of the tiny country's proximity to Saudi Arabia, where it's mandatory for women to wear not only a hijab, but also a niqab, that covers everything but the eyes, and an abaya, which is an all-black robe. She points out that this is a socio-cultural issue in Saudi Arabia, and the same rules do not apply in all Muslim countries. For Jasmine, covering head to toe has improved her body image and made her less self-conscious.
Socially, there is this expectation of women to look and appear a certain way, with makeup, have your hair done, look good, be Kim Kardashian-esque, if you will.
That's her take on American culture. Being Muslim also places certain expectations on women, like dressing modestly, but it's a way of life she embraces. Community conversations are ongoing at the Old Factory Coffee Shop. The next event will be on Monday with a guest speaker from Lutheran Social Services in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, talking about the influx of refugees and what communities need to know. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Ellie Carson.
Ooh,